I'm in Holland. I'm actually in the village where I grew up, Alton, sitting with a very good friend of mine, Peter-Jan Haas, who I've known since my high school days, back in the day when we were both going to be photographers and we were both going to work for National Geographic. I won't tell you how that story ends. but I have in front of me, we're in a bar, as you can probably hear, and I have in front of me a bottle of beer called Hopus. And for the beer connoisseur among you, you might know the Grolsch beer, the Dutch beer that has the mechanism at the top, the sealing mechanism. Well, it's one of those kind of bottles. It's kind of a shortish bottle, and it's brown. So there's the bottle of beer, which in its own way is quite remarkable and quite appealing. But I have next to it two glasses. I have a tiny shot glass, and I have a large goblet. Which is, and both these glasses have the Hopus emblem on them, and they're quite appealing glasses. I have to say the beer glass itself is in sort of a tulip sort of design. Very nice, very nice. But it's the little shot glass that you're probably wondering, because do I get a shot of whiskey to go with it? Well, no, I don't. What happens is, you see, I have to pour out the beer, and there will be a residue, and I can't for the life of me remember what the residue is. Peter, Peter-Jan, help me out.
It's yeast. Hops.
Yeast, that's yeast. What it is. Yes, yeast. And you put that into the shot glass and you drink it separately. So there you are. It used to be a case that people used to think, well, if I drink what's in the bottom of these beer bottles, it will kill me. It'll certainly give me a headache. Now it's sort of accepted that, well, it's full of vitamin B, or this is what the bartender was telling me. Actually, should I be taking advice from the bartender? This is what the bartender was telling me. So that's what you do. You take that residue, you put it in the shot glass, and you drink that as well. So that's what I'm going to do. This is an audio boot in two parts, well, maybe more. I'll update you as I go along. Okay, that's the deal. And we'll see what it tastes like, and we'll see what the residue tastes like later on. Yes, I've just been reminded, before I record the sound of the beer bottle popping, Peter-Jan has just reminded me that apparently if you drink the residue, this little shot of residue, yeast residue that you get, it's full of vitamin B. Now, I remember vitamin B as being something very good for your brain, and it helped memory and retention of information. Apparently, it's very good for the libido as well. This is what the bartender said. And again, should we really be trusting bartenders and what they tell us? Anyway, let's just see if I can get this bottle to pop. Wasn't much of a pop, really, was it? Okay, here we go. I have to pour this out very carefully. I'm pouring now. I thought there'd be more sound, but there isn't. And I'm watching the neck of the bottle to see when the residue starts to appear. And I can't see anything at the moment. Oh, the glass is filling up. I still can't see anything. I hope I'm not going to ruin this. Oh, hang on. The residue has started to appear. So, I'd say there's about a centimetre left in the bottle still. I am looking at the glass of Hopus, and I have to say that is one of the most appealing glasses of beer I've seen. It is fizzing and bubbling. Very appealing. I'll have a taste, shall I? I'll tell you what it tastes like. That was actually a mouthful of foam. There's quite a head on this beer, I can tell you. I like it. It's kind of bittery, yeasty as you'd expect. I like it. Anyway, we'll come back to the... Oh, no, hang on. I'm almost forgetting the most important part here. So I was told to swirl the bottle, and out comes the residue into the shot glass. There we go. So I have now in front of me the shot glass, which looks like a miniature beer glass, really. And you can see where the big glass tulip of beer is very clear.
The shot glass, as you would expect, is kind of a murkyish fluid. So we'll have a sip of that in a minute. Just going to have another sip of the regular stuff, if you like. Isn't this amazing? A beer that comes in two parts is just fantastic. And wouldn't it be great if all beers, if all drinks came in two parts? I mean, the conversation that Patreon and I are going to have in a minute about this beer is just going to be amazing. It's like breaks the ice at parties. You should never go to a party anymore with anything horrible like an American Budweiser or Miller or any kind of nonsense like that. Bring some Hopus. It will break the ice at parties because people were going to have to say, well, what's this? And you can talk to them about it. It's a really good idea. I like it. So I'm actually going to swig on the shot glass here. You ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, down the hatch. Okay, I thought that would be horrible and disgusting. It's not. That is a really nice little drink in its own right. That is really nice. I'm very surprised. So, as far as I'm concerned, this Hopus is a big hit. Now, what it does say is that drinking the shot glass like that is going to get you drunk a lot quicker, according to the bartender. And again, we've established we are talking to a bartender here, so we have to take the information with a grain of salt, I think. Apologies to any bartenders listening. I've probably alienated every bartender in the world that I'm ever going to meet now. However, the recommendation for this beer, he is bang on. He's absolutely right. This is a lovely beer, and I just love the idea of drinking a beer in two parts. Anyway, I'll leave you with that thought.